First Corinthians. We're going to pray around the center of the gospel, which is the cross. And the cross is the full provision of God, and it's the full provision of the gospel. Without it, God is invalidated. The gospel is invalidated. All right? All right. Now, in that 18th verse, I want to read, "For the preaching of the cross is to them who perish foolishness, but unto us what you are saved, it is the power of God." Now, in the footnote of my Bible, it says, "Spiritual things cannot be discerned by unredeemed people." But it doesn't matter, that the cross must be preached just the same, even as we shall see. The cross is the power of God simply because it was there that the total sin debt was paid, given the Holy Spirit, in whom the power resides, latitude to the work, mightily within our lives. All right? And then 1 Corinthians 2:2. Paul said, "I'm determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified." All right, so nobody's saved without the cross. And the cross actually is the character and the will of God. Right, it's the character and the will of God. We're going to pray around that cross today because of the season. And any scripture you want to look up about the cross while you're praying, go right ahead. We may stop and give you some more scriptures. But those two scriptures there, Paul said, you know, by the foolishness of preaching is how men be saved. And Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel." In Romans 1:16, he was talking about the power of the cross. All right? There's no salvation without the cross. There's no connection without the cross. Okay? And so we celebrating that this time. We're going to pray along those lines. If you get stiff in your praying, just go to praise it. If you get stiff in your praying, open up a scripture. Look at that scripture and start praying again. All right, let's lift our hand and begin to pray. Father, we thank you this morning as we remind ourselves of the central place of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we come to seek your face and to give you thanks and to praise you and to open our heart to the work of the cross that it may bless all men. We pray for our leaders. We pray that the cross stand up in the White House and that the cross stand up in the governor mansion and that everything, around us in Darrow and everywhere we are from, that the cross is the central figure. And so, Holy Spirit, we honor the blood of Jesus today in this prayer meeting. We're praying that the blood of Jesus is the thing that made everything possible. So we want to celebrate you today as we enter into prayer. Holy Spirit, we pray that you take us into the meaning, significance, the anointing of the cross. Thank you for it. Shatalolo Baba. Find your place. Shatalolo Baba. Kotilibro Madrika Surokoshi. Delibro Baba Satolokoshi. Delimungre Didi Katala Katarokoshi. Tatalora City Diti Korosata. Everything you're dealing with, put it in the cross. Shatalabokoshi. It's already paid for. Sakataloro Tedi Kasarokoshi Tata. Let's pray them a few minutes for the cross. We thank you, Lord. Now you got three scriptures. There's two. There's another scripture. You got 1 Corinthians 1:18. Then you got the Apostle Paul saying 1 Corinthians 2:2, "I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." right? Now, this is getting a little more personal here in Luke 9. Luke 9, 23. You get a little more personal. And he said to them all. And he said to them all. Nobody excluded, isn't it? And then he said, he used another strong word, if any man will come after me. And then it's personal, isn't it? Let him deny himself. That's not all, see. Because you're not really going to be able to deny yourself unless you keep your eyes on the benefit or the action of the cross. And take up his cross on Sunday. And follow me. Now let me give you a little explanation here. When they talk about one denying one's own willpower, self-will, strength, and ability, depending totally upon Christ. I think that's where we miss it sometimes. We depend on our ability to memorize scripture. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about you deny your own willpower, self-will, strength, and ability, depending totally upon Christ. When he's saying take up his cross, you see that part? The benefits of the cross looking exclusively to what Jesus did. They are to meet every need. Then he said, daily. This is so important. Our look into the cross, that we must renew our faith in what Christ has done for us, even on daily basis. For Satan will ever try to move us away from the cross. What? As the object of our faith. See, the cross is the object of our faith. Which ways spell disaster when one is moved from the church. Then he said, follow me now. Then we could begin to pray again. Follow me. I'm just reading from the footnote of Jimmy Swaggart Bible. I think he's on that cross, man. You, whether you know it or not, whether you don't like him or not, I don't care whether you don't like him. Yeah. He says, and follow me. Christ can be followed only by the believer looking to the cross, understanding what it accomplished, and by that means alone. So it's a central figure, you know, the cross. You remember way back I talked some about it? I was trying to take y'all off just the emblem of it, the reality of it. And so this is, you know, Good Friday. You can't preach Easter Sunday morning without Good Friday. Hey, you got to have Good Friday. So I'll preach about Good Friday. Good Friday make good Saturdays. Good Sunday. Yeah, that's what the Lord told me. Good Monday, good Tuesday. And when I was talking to him about that, he said he make good January too. Good February. See, it's a central figure, that cross. And it keeps you from depending on yourself. There was a divine exchange made. Healing for sickness. Eternal life or eternal death. Yes, sir. Prosperity for poverty. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All that took place when Jesus died for us. Somebody ought to praise him. Come on, let's pray some more. Let's pray some more. Catch a hold of it. I'm determined not to know anything but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. For the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who perish, but to us who believe is the power of God. Let me help you pray. I'm going to tell you what I heard just now. Not only Jesus was whipped at the cross, but Satan was whipped. And because of his cross, every one of us has total victory. Not tomorrow. You have it now. You're praying not to bring it into existence, but to know how to receive it. It's already done. Any sickness in your body, you're already healed. Take the word 3 times a day for medicine. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 23. Take it 3 times a day. Then any other scripture the Holy Ghost revealed to you. You know they usually tell you take medicine 3 times a day. So take it 3 times a day. Pause after you eat your meal. Spend some time with God in the scripture about your health. And thank him for it. In 3 months, if you're consistent, you got to be consistent, though. You got to be consistent. In 3 months, you'll have it. See, because you're not going to just be reading the word, you're going to be attending to it, inclining your ear to it, not letting it depart from your eye. For 3 months, 3 times a day? What? Now, we're going to start praying again, but I want you to pray this time. Everybody pray. See, I ain't worried about no loudness, but you need to pray. What we come here for?
Pray.
All right, so we're around the cross this morning. We're bringing up evidence. Thanks be to God that gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. How did he do it? How did he do it? Through the cross. See, without the cross, there's no resurrection. No ascension, no Holy Ghost. All right, let's go again. You can sit down if you want, walk around, whatever you want to do. But don't quit praying. Read your scripture while you're praying. See it. Luke 9:23. 1 Corinthians 1:18. 1 Corinthians 2:2. Rabashakatata. You read it and encourage your faith. Katsetele brobasa. Korabababababasata. Y'all want to see something phenomenal? Hold up. Y'all want to see something phenomenal? You want to see something happen phenomenal? You know, something extraordinary? Let's pray a few minutes and put the cross in the White House. In the name of Jesus, we place the work of the cross in the White House. All the business transactions, blood going to be on it from this moment forward. Pray about that a few minutes. Watch it. You watch what happened. Watch what happened. Watch what happened. Watch what happened. The blood on it. The blood on it. Yep, the blood on it. Shaka ta ta koshiri. Yep, that the blood on it. Katsatoro ba sekiri. Raba ba ba satoro koshiri. Derakata ta ta. The blood on President Trump. The blood on Vice President Pence. The blood on it. Katsata. Every transaction, blood on it. Katsata, the cross on it. Kanziri ba ra ba sakata ta koshiri. Hurra ba 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 ba. By divine inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Andele ba sakata. I don't know if y'all ready for this. But I'm going to tell you anyway, in this segment, for a few minutes, as the Spirit give it to me, I'll give it to you. We'll come back to the governor mentioned in a few minutes, and all leaders, wherever you from in Louisiana, But now, we had to be real mindful of what I'm about to say about applying the cross. Now, when you talk about the cross, you talk about everything paid for.
Yes, sir.
And you're talking about the resurrection. You're talking about the seated position, ascension,
yes,
seated position. You seated with him. He coming back. All of that. You know, you just start talking about the place. It's a place of victory. But now we're going to place the cross in every home that is here. Right in the center of it. All the power and effect of the cross will be on your home. Y'all ready to pray about that? That means if some things need to be cleaned up, it's going to be cleaned up. But that means sickness, disease, and lack won't be able to stay in your house. Confusion. Early death can't come. You ready? Father, in the name of Jesus, now we pray, intercede, and put the power of the cross in the midst of every home right now. Shatarabasaya. Every family. Kasatalabashata. Korababasaka. Rabbah, we place the blood on every house. We place the blood on every home. Shaka. Everything not right gonna get right. Korabasata. Woo! Handara mandurabo. Tatarabashaka. Glory to God. Shatarabaro. Is in the midst of every home. Kasatarabasatarabasata. Giving victory. Sasatata. Giving victory. Shatarabasata. To every member of the family, giving them victory. Shatarabasakata. By the power of your cross. Hitantarabasa. Kasatarabasa. Pray with boldness. Tenacity. Kasata. Take back what the devil stolen from you. Shakatata. Take back your home. Hatatata. Take back your body. Andala basakote de dasatata. Take back your joy. Every work of Satan is stopped. We break his power. Shata with the power of the cross. Let me help somebody here. Let me help somebody here. Let me help somebody here. Prayer meeting was never supposed to be quiet and nice. It's an army using their gear. This is warfare. So it never was supposed to be sadistic, quiet, and not disturbing the peace. You're supposed to disturb it. So don't get talking about, oh, we just praying all out. No, prayer meeting don't supposed to be, Lord, I just thank you. It don't supposed to be like that. You've got the pressing prayer meeting. Now, our governor in Louisiana, and they need to help. Everybody need help. We all need help, you know. And here's another thing the Lord told me. He says, most churches has taken the cross out. And they just got self-help ministry. Don't want to bear no burden. Don't want to fight no fight. Just want everything just, no, not like that. One word you can have is victory. No matter what you're going through, you know you're going to victory. You want to write it down? No matter what you're going through, you know you're going to victory because the cross paid for it. I want you to get that now. No matter what you're going through, remember you're going to victory because the cross, the work of the cross never lose. That's why he rose on the third day. He never lose. What I say? Never lose. Now, temporarily, you may be going through something. Yeah, do I walk through the valley? Yeah, do I walk through the valley? That means I'm not going to stay in the valley. Right? You got to know these things because you got to know they're going to be valid moments. As long as we're in this world, there's going to be valid moments. But don't stop in the valley and start crying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Keep traveling, all right?
Yes,
somebody raise their hand and pray about that. Parked by no defeat. Parked by no defeat. Don't ever park by defeat. Keep moving. Keep flowing. Keep believing. Keep expecting. Keep thanking him for it. Somebody help me pray. All business transaction, all political transaction, the cross right in the midst, your government. The significance of the cross of Christ, I heard in the spirit, the cross is my government in the earth realm. The victory the cross won, I use it as an instrument for Christ to get here to do what I want him to do. And when one mentioned the cross, they're mentioning my government. When Satan here won, standing on the effect and the message of the cross, he recognized he's already lost. So one of the impotent ineffectiveness, lack of pregnation in the church is being void of the revelation of the cross. You understand what I'm saying? When you bring it back, you're going to have more power. See, it never left, but we left it. And so now this morning is a grave reminder to us of one of the strongest power we have is Christ's work on the cross. Now, when you mention cross, God know the whole deal. He ain't just going back to Calvary. He bringing the whole thing in. See, because somebody real smart here with scriptures. And they say, what about the rest? Without the cross, there is no rest. Amen. Starting at Genesis 3:15, the Lord tried to get us out of the mess Adam and Eve put us in. And the Lord started talking about the cross. I'm going to do it by the cross. He's talking about bruising his heel. And he, yeah, after the cross then. And so, Revelation 19:10. Revelation 19:10. We'll do some more praying. We got 15 more. Revelation 19:10. See. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And that was the angel that he was talking to, and he fell at the angel's feet to worship him. And the angel said to me, see you do it not. I'm your fellow servant. That's the angel talking. And of your brethren, who has the testimony of Jesus, worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now, I'll give you a concept of what prophetic things do. Is destructive and constructive. And so the spirit of prophecy all hung in the cross. All the patriarchs who ministered. You can go to any book. Daniel, you can go to Ezekiel. There's always a pointing to the cross. Yes, all Old Testament sent, they didn't get to what we got to. Yes, but they knew it. They embraced it. Hebrews said they embraced it. They took a hold of it. But it wasn't finished until Christ died on the cross. God put all himself in that one move. So let me ask you this. If that move is so powerful that he brought the whole of his work to that one moment on the cross, how powerful, and it never lost its power. How powerful it would be for us to continue to meditate upon the victory of the cross. The cross looked like defeat if you don't have a revelation. Okay? I want y'all to start studying along that line. All right? Start studying along that line that whatever you eat in out the word, put the pepper and salt of the cross with it. That's the best way I could explain it. Yeah, yeah. Season it. Yeah, yeah, season it. All your confession, all your prayer, all your meditation, put some season in it. You ever ate food and forgot to put the season in it? Some Christian lives are bland and unseasoned because of leaving out that main ingredient. Yes, sir. May I bring you back to it?
Yes, sir.
See, I'm always searching. Yes, sir. Now, I don't have to tell you this, but I've been up all night.
Yes, sir.
Jesus prayed all night sometime in prayer.
Yes,
Now, this is not going to sound good. You're not a monkey. You're not a donkey. You're a child of God. You understand this? You understand this? And you got divine rights. And you're supposed to be doing exploit. Things extraordinary. You're supposed to be doing things that average person can't do. All right? So let's do these last 13 minutes. Let's just pray. You know, Jim, you want to do that? Let's just pray. What you gonna pray?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Y'all start swarming this altar and walking around. Shata la la ba sata. Quap! Shata la ba shaka ta ta. Kora ba sata. I don't care. Shata la ba shata. I just don't care. I know what I'm talking about. Shata ta ha! Shata la ba shoko shaka. Let me tell you how quickly. I'm gonna tell you five ways how to abide in the footwork of the cross. Five ways, scripture ways. I may preach it later on the line. I got it in the spirit while I was praying. Abiding in the spirit of the cross. The first one is John 15:7. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That's the first one. Second one is 1 John 2:27. That's an abiding anointing there. Is that right? You looking at it? 1 John 2:27, that's abiding anointing. Somebody looking at it? It's talking about an abiding anointing. Is it? Is that right? All right, there's three more, right? I told you five, right? You have no idea what the other three are. After 2.5 hours of praying, he showed it to me. 1 Corinthians 13:13. There are three things to abide in. Faith, hope, and love. You see it? Go to 1 Corinthians 13. Now abide. Hope. So you got five things to abide in. You got five abiding factors,
yes, sir,
that you can meditate on.
Uh-huh.
Now to take you to other scripture.
Yes, sir.
But you got the one, John 15:7.
Yes, sir.
1 John 2:27.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians 13:13, I think it is.
Yes, sir.
Five abiding factor. The word, the anointing, faith, hope, and love. Say, well, Pastor, how I do it? Go one-on-one. Praying, say, I'm abiding the word right now. Praying the Holy Ghost until God hook you up with some other scripture. Okay? Oh, my God, y'all pulling something else out of me. I'm going to tell you five other things that you'll never be defeated another day in your life. You know where they found that? I'm not going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you what they are before I tell you where to find them at. When I start talking about it, you're going to know. I'm going to give them all in a Sam's letter. Broke, write the word broke down. Just write the word broke down. Brokenhearted, write that word down. Bondage, blind, and bruised. Luke 4:18. That's five anointing. That's the five anointing that cover everything. That's the five anointing Jesus did everything in. Let's read it before we go. Go to Luke 4:18. So you, every time you're dealing with something, one of those five anointing is your way out. Matter of fact, I'm going to give it to you, five breakthrough anointing. They'll break out of anything. The whole circumference of Satan work against you, all his work, can be broken down with one of them anointing. Jesus worked in five anointing. You see it? Huh? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for you anointed me to preach the gospel to who? Poor. Don't have to be broke no more. So that was a poverty and prosperity exchange at the cross. What? There was a lack and a no limit change at the cross. All right. Now we got to go. He have anointed me to preach the gospel to what? To heal a broken hearted. What? Preach deliverance to the captive. That's the people who's in bondage. What else? Now, blind don't just mean physical blind. When you blind to what is rightfully yours, you blind. What's the next one? What? To set at liberty them at bruise. I miss one. The gospel to the poor, brokenhearted, priest, delivered to the captive, recovering sight of the blind. No, I didn't miss one. And then set at liberty them that are bruised. Now that bruise can be a lot of stuff. But he said he set them at liberty. Now, anything you ever deal with from this day forward, one of those anointing can handle. So you got five abiding place, and you got five anointing. You got eight, you missed two. I want y'all to study that. Study them five abiding place. Now, what I do, how you do it, Pastor? I go to John 15:7 and pray till I get an answer. And then he'll take you to other scriptures while you're doing it. Huh? You got it?
Yes, sir.
You got more than you bargained for this morning. You know how significant 10 things I just told you? Uh-huh. How significant? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now you're walking in five anointed.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Now you got five abiding place. That's scripture.
Yes, sir.
I don't think we need no more anointing than Jesus had. Eh? Mm-hmm. He's working for five anointing that took care of everything.
Yes, sir.
I don't need a six. You get discouraged, you're dealing with something. You got five abiding hiding place. To hide yourself till you come out of that thing.
Thank you, Lord.
It's powerful, man.
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Just lift your hand. Thank you. We're going to go. Father, just thank you. We praise you. Glorify you. Glory to God. I'll see you Sunday morning. See you Sunday morning. Right now. I'm abiding hope.
Yes.
I'm abiding faith.
Yes,
what a way the Holy Spirit functionize. Okay. Mm. And then I'm going to take, Lord, I need to take an anointing there. What anointing I need?
Mm.
You see me?
Yes, sir.
And he'll tell you, you know, you've been bruised. Take that anointing there with you.
Mm.
Set at liberty them that are bruised.
Mm.
And so now you're in an abiding place. Wearing an anointing.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Now, know this. The tent can take care of anything.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Death, attack, lack.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody come against you for no reason at all.
Yes,
sir. Mm.
He that dwelleth in the secret place,
yes,
mm-hmm,
should abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes, sir.
See, that's another abiding place.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Where are you when something's going wrong?
Mm.
Don't stay out in the open.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Get in your abiding place.
Yes, sir.
How I get in there? See you in there.
Yes, sir.
Release your faith.
Release your faith.
He that the one in the secret place the Most High should abide in the shadows.
Amen.
Now you got what? Six abiding places.
Yes, sir.
By saying you'll get some more.
Yes, sir.
I sense somebody in here need to use some of them now.
Yes, sir.
You get the praying in the spirit. Open your Bible and start looking at them.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
And light and life will start coming out.
Yes, sir.
Light
and life.
To give you a personal journey.
Yes, sir.
Through what you're going through.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
With total protection.
Total protection.
Total protection.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You got more than you bargained for.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Yeah, you got
Amen.
Your answer.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if somebody in here do not have the answer. Something extremely wrong with you.
That's right.
You might be in the flesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the spirit,
uh-huh,
everybody got the answer to that.
Yes, sir.
I know one thing. I didn't stay up all night for nothing.
That's right. I agree. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Thank you, Father
yes, sir.
God.
Now, I'll just go on and tell you what I did last night.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I soaked every one of y'all's soul in them abiding places.
I receive it. Yes, sir. Wow.
I soaked the whole Word of Life Christian Center in those five anointings.
Yes, sir.
Your soul.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Because that's why the adjustment got to be made. The adjustment don't have to be made in your spirit.
Amen.
Can't make it in your flesh.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
You're making your soul.
Yes, sir.
Then your flesh got to obey you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Soak. Yeah. You got a loved one not acting right?
Uh-huh.
Soak.
Just soak.
Uh-huh.
Soak that soul. They don't mean it.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Say them taking advantage of somebody in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Soak their soul.
Soak the soul. Uh-huh.
They're Christian, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Soak their soul.
Yes, sir.
Because it's somewhere that soul is not God. Making contact with that spirit.
God. Yes, sir.
It's always a soul issue.
Always a soul issue.
Can't be. It's not a flesh issue.
Yes,
why? The flesh don't take orders from itself.
Yes,
flesh take orders from the soul.
Yes,
that's your emotion.
Uh-huh.
Your will.
Mm-hmm.
Your conscience.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yes,
see. Your imagination.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Soul.
So good.
Dad, I told your daughter, I know better.
Yeah, soak. Last night I soaked you. I soaked all of y'all. Soak your soul in the Father body place.
Yes.
And I soak your soul in the Father anointing.
I receive it, Dad.
Because you ain't got no spirit problem. You ain't got no flesh problem. It manifests in your flesh, but it came out of your soul.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that soul get properly connected with the spirit. That body got to fall in line.
The line.
See, your body take orders from your soul.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Or the devil.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
If your soul is ignorant and not functioning right, the enemy gonna talk to your body. Mm-hmm. Tell your body you're sick. You're gonna make you live by your emotions. You can't live by your emotions.
Right.
You gotta tell. You gotta tell your emotion how you feel. How you gonna feel?
Yes, sir.
You can't wake up because you feel a certain way and say it's going to be a bad day.
That's right.
You tell the day what it's going to be.
That's right.
See, that's that soul again.
Yes.
That soul acting up. It'll act up.
Yes.
That's why the Bible said renew it.
Yes.
That's why you got to take the word. That's why you got to feed on the word every day.
Yes, sir.
You can't let a day pass. You got to feed on that word. Those of you who have some ailment in your body, take that word like medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever give it. If it take a year, I don't care. You know, because maybe you might have missed it. I said 3 months, but if it take, just take that word. Right after you eat, it don't take 4 or 5 minutes. If you, some of y'all can take longer. Read that scripture, but read it according to Proverbs 4:20.
Yes, sir.
Don't just read it, attend to it.
Yes, sir.
See, if you attend to the word attend to you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
If you pay attention to the word will pay attention to you.
Yes, sir.
You just can't run through it.
No, sir.
And just, you know, be quoting off a lot of stuff. And Satan know when the word registered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. He knows when it's a reality to you, or you just mouthing some things off because you're a Christian.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
See, that's why meditation is so important.
Yes, sir.
But I believe every Christian can be healed of any ailment if they be persistent of taking. Because when you, if you read it, Proverbs 4:20, 21, 22, 23, my son attended my word. That word, if you look it up in the Greek, in the Hebrew, the word means medicine.
Yes.
Let me say, he sent his word to heal him.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Psalm 107, verse 20, right?
Yes.
Sent his word to heal him.
Mm-hmm.
So the healing is in the word.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
But we got to get it out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so sometimes we put it. Of a confidence in everything else,
yes,
but the word.
Yes, sir.
So if you have to, you listening?
Yes, yes, sir.
Take two medicines.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Take the one you take to keep things down,
yes,
keep
sir.
It, and take the other one, and finally, what you're trying to keep down ain't gonna go up no more.
Amen.
I receive that.